Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokel.
And welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location on Catch 228 on beautiful St. Simons, where we'll be each and every week on Tuesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you.
And Coach, great to be back with you, and great to be speaking with you after a win as your Terriers thumped Wayne County 38-27. And we spoke last week about Wayne declining to put you guys on the schedule next year. Maybe now we see why.
I'm not sure that had anything to do with it. It was good to get out on the field and play a game for the first time in what seemed like forever. And, we started really fast. We kind of ran out of some steam there in the second half. We just hadn't played in so long. So hopefully we can have some consistency and carry over and get four good quarters of football this Friday.
Now, the big play on the first drive, of course, Brandon Jernigan taking the ball to the house from 46 out. It was fourth down and about four on that play. What went into the decision to go for it there?
I just want to go for it. It was kind of like I decided we were going to score on the first drive and we weren't going to punt. I kind of went in the thing and just said we're just going to keep calling plays until we get in the end zone. That's kind of how I felt about it. So I took the ball.
It worked out about as well for you as you could have.
It did. It's good to have three back there stick his foot in the ground and disappear. So he's a really talented kid. And he played really well on Friday.
Yeah, then almost immediately, Wayne's first play, they fumble the ball and E.J. Thomas dives on top of it. Three plays later, Hunter Hall's diving into the end zone. And for all the young guys that you've had to play this season, it's got to be cool to see a couple of your upperclassmen really stepping up there.
It is. And Hunter's played a ton of football for us at Glenn Academy. He's a great kid, great player. And we've just got a few more games of watching him in red and white. So we got to take advantage of it and enjoy it while we can.
Now your defense stands up again, and Kane Cruz punches it in from 5 yards out on the ensuing drive, putting you up 21-0 at the end of the first, and then moving into the second, Randon connects with Kane Cruz on a long pass, sets up a 16-yard touchdown run by Jernigan, and you're up 28-7 at halftime. You think this is about the most complete half of football you've played this season?
Probably so. I mean, I think our kids played really fast. We had a lot of energy. I mean, second half against Ware, we played really well as well. So, I think those are two good halves of football. The problem is we played, four games, eight halves, and I think we played two really good halves. So we've got to get more consistency and play a full game.
And you're always telling me that the dive is the key to get this offense moving. Did you see that really start to happen in this game?
We did. We actually before the Cannon game, we had put in a couple of new plays. One of them was the outside veer out of the gun, and we hadn't had a chance to work on that. We showed up on Friday night. They hadn't seen it. We had a lot of success with it. We got a couple more things off of that that I think we'll start to showcase in the next few weeks, and hopefully it'll remain effective for us.
Now, defensively, again, only the one touchdown in the first half. What were you guys able to do so successfully against them?
Well, I think we played a good pad level up front on the defensive line. I think we played fast. I mean, it's defensively, you just got to run fast and hit. And I think we did that in the first half.
Do you feel like the defense is finally starting to gel now that a lot of guys are getting healthy and everybody's really been able to play together for a while?
You know, it was good to see Marvin Dallas back. I think Marlon Taylor had an incredible game on Friday night. He's a really special player for us. It was unfortunate. I think we lost Cam McClellan probably for the year with an ACL tear. We'll get the final determination on that this Friday. But it seems that's probably what it points to. Cam was playing really good football for us, and that's disappointing. But as a whole, our kids played really fast in the first half. Then we ran out of some steam. We got high on the defensive line, got pushed around a little bit at times in the second half. But, we showed some grit and made some plays when we needed to.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, you did mention Cam there. What's it going to take to replace him? Is it one guy stepping in, or is it going to have to be a group effort?
Well, I think, Tyshawn Lang played a lot of football for us early in the year, so he's got some experience there. Tyshawn's a really good athlete, a good player. He's a junior and hadn't played a whole bunch on Friday night. So, you know, we're going to have to rely on him. He's going to have to go out and play ball. But the other side of that is we need, you know, the other 10 guys out there to step their game up. And it's a team effort. And, you know, those guys have got to come through. We've got to keep improving on the defensive line. I've seen a ton of improvement with those guys. I think we're a different team than we were 5 weeks ago. From a strength standpoint, we've made a lot of gains in the weight room in the last 5 or 6 weeks. So, you know, hopefully in 5 weeks we're going to be a bigger, stronger football team and just be a little different than we are right now.
And moving back to last Friday, you guys come out in the second half, and like you said, you think you got a little winded. Guys maybe weren't getting the right pad level on the defensive line, and Wayne's able to move and get the ball and get the score back to 10 points. Covers the onside kick, but then your defense comes out and makes a stand. How big was that?
It was huge. And, you know, the first touchdown, we came out and we gave up a big we gave up a long play on a pass. And what had happened, we didn't rotate the secondary like we were supposed to, and it was a mistake and cost us points. And then after that, you know, I think their quarterback played really well. He extended a lot of plays, broke some tackles. He's a big kid, man. He's a really good back, you know, just as a runner. He's a good runner. And he made some plays out there in the second half of that game to extend when the pass routes broke down for him. He just stuck his foot in the ground. Instead of having second and 10, they had, you know, third and 5, and they were manageable downs. They went for them fourth down. You know, but it was good to see our defense step up and make a play when we needed them in the fourth quarter.
And all season, even after some of the losses, you've maintained that your team's right there, but it's just maybe one or two mistakes a game that was really keeping you guys from catching your stride. Do you feel like you guys are finally starting to get past that?
You know, I think consistency is our issue. It's the thing that, you know, it's the thing that's in the closet that we've got to deal with. But at the end of the day, you know, you hope to gain that consistency as the season goes on. This team missed essentially 3 weeks of the season because of the storm. So, you know, I like our kids. I think our kids, what we do is important to them. I say that all the time. I think winning is important to them. I think they'll show up and work hard at practice. And we just, the consistency is the thing that we have to work on. We had a long talk the other day about, you know, you have to show up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and compete every day. And that's how you get better every day. And if you're not doing that, you're cheating your teammates.
And absolutely, consistency is a huge thing, especially about to head into region play. And we'll dive more into that when we come back on the Rocky Hidalgo Show here on the Bishop Media Sports
your
Network.
Your proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228 and let's go Terriers!
Ready, and beat!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call 912-267-7802 or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228. Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Now, this week you head into region play to take on Effingham at their place. Is there more tension around region games, or just another day at the office?
You know, obviously you got to, you know, this is kind of where you make your money, but, you know, for the most part, we just kind of go out and coach. I mean, that's really how it is. I treat all the games the same. We don't want to differentiate from one week to the other. Just kind of do what we do and go churn butter a little bit.
And the Rebels enter this game at 3-3 and are coming off a 24-point win over Liberty. And that 3-3 record may be a little deceiving as they have won three of their last four games.
Yeah, and they've lost to some really good teams as well. So, I mean, I think it goes hand in hand. You know, they've got a very good football team, a lot of skill players. I mean, they've got some really good skill kids, and their best player hasn't been playing. He's been out with an injury. I think he's going to be back this week. So we've got our hands full.
And offensively, they've only scored less than 35 once this season. What kind of offense attack are we looking at seeing this coming Friday?
They throw it down the field, man. They've got a lot of skill kids. They hand the ball out. They've got a couple of talented running backs. Their quarterback throws the ball down the field to some really talented kids, and they go up and get the football.
And what's it going to take to stop that from you guys? Just a silent play?
Well, I think we're going to have to play, you know, a variety of tasks, take care of a variety of tasks. I think we've got to play well on the defensive line. Those guys have got to keep developing up there. We've got to play well in the secondary. And when the ball's in the air, we've got to go up and compete for the ball. We've got to know that they're going to make some catches, and that's okay. And, you know, we're going to get some pass interference calls. That's okay. And we've got to get up, and we can't let those things bother us and keep competing and don't give up any easy scores.
And just to hop off on talking about your defense for a second, when you say the pass interference calls, you guys are playing really aggressive on the outside. Is that something you guys expect, especially with a team that's going to throw the ball around as much as these guys?
You know, we traditionally we play a lot of man and match in the secondary. And when you play man and match in the secondary, you're going to get pass interference calls. You want to be aggressive. You want to be physical with kids. You've got to get up and get your hands on them.
And last week we spoke about defensive line play and how crucial it is to have a disruptive force in the middle. Who are some of the guys that have played that role in your defense this year?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, it's Marlon Taylor. Marlon is going to be as good a defensive lineman as I've ever coached. He is really, really good. Fortunately for us, he's only a junior. He'll be back next year. I think, you know, we've got a bunch of young guys. I mean, and guys who are sophomores. James Dial is a kid that's playing nose and defensive end for us. And he's a kid that gets better every day. He's got great takeoff. Drez Wilcox, another sophomore, playing nose, defensive end. He's done a good job. He's a big, physical, strong kid. And then guys like Fisher Ogden have come in and given us plays, and Torres Davis and Jaquarius Middlebrooks, Pig Middlebrooks have come in and given us some plays in there. And so it's kind of been a mixture of all those guys. But, you know, the guy who's kind of the anchor in there is Marlon.
And you listen to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, again, offensively for your Terriers, the team really seemed to get it back on track last week. What is it going to take to keep that going in this one?
Well, I think consistency. I say consistency because it's the thing that we battle against. We battle it on every day. Consistency from one play to another, coming in and out of one drill to another. We've got to get some consistency and show up and be able to run five or six good plays in a row. I think we did that last Friday in the first half. In the second half, we jumped off sides, killed three times. We jumped off sides and killed three drives. And, we turned the ball over twice in the second half and, you know, dropped a touchdown pass. Probably should have had at least two more scores.
Now, talk a little bit about the progression that you've seen from your offensive line thus far this season.
Well, last week was the first time all year that we've been able to practice the same five guys for 3 days, and I think it paid off. And, you know, we had an injury up here this week. So again, we're back in the same shuffling guys around. So it's been unfortunate, but we haven't been able to play the same five guys in the line of scrimmage, and that has a big impact on you. So, you know, hopefully we can kind of get our groove, the guys we've got, go over Friday night and play well up front.
Yeah, I know it's cliche, but really the next man up mentality.
Well, it has to be, but it's tough up there. I mean, those guys have got to kind of gel a little bit, and when you're playing different guys every day, it's really hard for them to do that.
Yeah, and another week and another road trip for your team. What is it about your team that makes it seem like they really don't get bothered by going on the road?
Well, you know, I don't make a big deal about it, and I don't think they do either. I mean, we've traditionally played very well on the road. We've gone and won big games on the road. So hopefully Friday night the kids are going to get on the bus, go there, get off, and go play hard for 48 minutes and come away with a win.
And you made a point about this last week. This region still runs through Glenn County Stadium, and no one wants to be sitting at the bottom of the region after this week, especially with only four region games. How crucial is it to come out with a W this Friday?
It is. You don't want to lose a game, you're down. You're down. I mean, especially if you're talking about winning a region championship. So, you know, we want to go play well. You know, I think our kids will. I think, you know, I expect to get on the bus and go and get a win.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little college football with the coach. This is the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9383. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with seven locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law. Now, coach, before we get into our picks, local team Georgia off to a really hot start, 5-0. Number 5 in the country, have outscored their SEC competition thus far 72-3. It's really easy to get hyped up about a team like this, but at the same time, I get a little uneasy when people start throwing that Bama comparison at them. In your eyes, how far away are they from Bama?
I think people need to stop talking about Bama. But, you know, I read something the other day that we were going to put Alabama's football team on an airplane and send them to North Korea and take care of that problem, and I felt really something awesome that night. I think Georgia's got a really good football team. They're playing well. I think Fromm has done a great job at quarterback, and that's been the big difference. He's given them some consistent play at quarterback back there. But Alabama's really they are beating people to death and just dragging their skulls all over the field. I don't think anybody wants any of them right now. So. Unfortunately, I'm an LSU fan, and I know that's coming up here soon. So we'll get used to bring some bandages.
Well, you brought it up, and I know it's something near and dear to your heart, but the Bayou Bengals, an ugly, ugly loss last week to Troy. How bad is it down at LSU right now?
I don't know. I haven't been there. But, hey, look, anytime you lose a game like that, it gets bad. But, you know, I'm an LSU fan. I'm a guy who didn't think they should fire Les Miles because he averaged 10 wins a year. And when you fire a guy that averages 10 wins a year, the likelihood you're going to hire a guy that averages 10 wins a year is very small. So that's my first thing. And this is nothing against Ed Orgeron. I think there were some issues with the program that were kind of going on. I think they had lost a lot of kids, a lot of guys at key positions on the offensive and defensive lines. They had some injuries up front, and they're not real good up front. But, you know, Matt Canada is one of the top offensive coordinators in the country. He's very well thought of. That guy didn't forget how to coach football by moving to Baton Rouge. Dave Aranda is their defensive coordinator. He didn't forget how to coach football in the past 12 months. So, you know, there are probably other issues there. I think people should probably just relax. Nobody wins forever. Even, you know, even Paul Bear Bryant, during his heyday, he'd have seasons where he'd go 65. I mean, it happens, and he'd reinvent himself. And, you know, only Nick Saban can win, you know, 14 games a year. So only that guy. So, you know, I'm not going to panic about it if it's still the same way next year. You know, then I guess you look in the mirror and try to figure out what to do.
Well, keeping it with LSU for a second, a big game coming this weekend as LSU takes on the Gators. I believe there's a gentleman sitting to your left. Might have something to say to you about that.
He's got bad hair. There's nothing we can do about it. He's a Florida fan. So, I think the Tigers are going to come out and win down there just to surprise him, because there is a God and he hates Florida. Let's be honest.
I think we can both agree on that one. Now, moving to our picks,
we'll
Coach.
Him too.
Oh, let me move away for you if you say that. Moving on to the picks, Coach, undefeated last week. It's like you know something about football.
I'm guessing when you ask me. I don't even watch football really that much, unless it's high school football, but that's beside the point. I always pick Bama, though.
There you go. Well, currently you sit at 8-4 on the season. I'm 500-6-6, and we'll just roll these off real quick. Washington State, fresh off a beatdown of number 5 USC, travels to Oregon to take on the Ducks. Who you got?
Considering I've seen neither team.
There you go.
I'm going to go with Oregon at home, and Washington State coming off the big win, being a little flat. Even though I really like Mike Leach, he's my kind of crazy, and he does a great job. I'll take Oregon just because.
Just because. And then moving on, in a rivalry game that is really the true definition to throw out the books, Michigan State travels to Ann Arbor to take on the Khakis in Michigan.
I haven't seen. What's Michigan State's record?
3-1 right now.
3-1. I'm going to go with Michigan on that, because I am a big Harbaugh fan. And I'll think he'll figure out a way to win that game.
All right, going back to the last one, I'm going to go ahead and take Washington State, and I'll take Michigan in the second one. Florida State, coming off a shaky first win of the season up at Wake, travel to take on Mark Richt and the undefeated Hurricanes, and I know a little home cooking for you with DJ Dallas down there.
I'm going to go with Miami in that. Just Florida State's, you know, they lost their quarterback, and if you struggle with quarterback play, it's tough to win games, and so I'll take Miami there.
I'll go ahead and take Miami, too, even though Florida State may be deceptive 1-2. Losing to Alabama, I don't think really counts as a loss, and then a tough first loss at NC State.
They didn't just lose to Alabama. Alabama beat their skulls against the side
and
of a wall.
And they took their head.
They stole their soul, I think.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming out and spending some time with us. Go out there and beat Effingham. Thanks a lot.
Will do. Thank you.
And this has been the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to catch 228 on St. Simon's and join us every Tuesday night at 7 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Christian Gilkell, signing off.